welcome to Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 88. Did you know that shark can have up to 50 teeth at any given time? And that when the one tooth gets bad, it rotates out and is replaced? In fact, all of those teeth, that entire row, are replaced at the same time?
Wow, that seems kind of redundant.
I mean, at the same time, it'd be nice to have that happen. You'd have, like...
Fair enough, I guess.
Yeah.
I just imagine, like, if you lose one tooth, you're like, oh, shit. And then next thing, later on that week, all your teeth are just going to fucking fall out. Get a lot of money from the tooth fairy.
Yeah, see? It's all win-win. That is how one wins, right?
By losing all their teeth and having them all grow back?
Yes. I mean, I would count that as a fucking win.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. You wouldn't have to worry about what all those dentists think, because you're just like, oh, well, I have a fucking cavity. Well, I guess I'll just knock this one tooth out and refresh all of them.
Yeah.
Never have to brush your teeth again. You just fucking smash out your tooth every now and again.
Yeah, but this one looks like Abraham Lincoln.
Ah, damn it. You gotta save that one.
Yeah, so can't get replaced.
What, you mean it's got a hole in it?
That's a little dark.
Anyhow,
to briefly cover world events, and then we're going to move past it.
We're going to get over it.
We're going to get over it very quickly, because I am frankly sick of talking about it. Not a lot has happened, but there was a story I wanted to cover. Hang on a second.
Oh my god, stories of world events and stuff like that.
Well, I figured because it's our own nation, we should probably cover it a little bit.
Okay, long pause, my man.
So Rick Gates, the Trump campaign aide, has pled guilty in the Mueller inquiry and will now officially cooperate with the investigation.
Oh.
So that's another person who's like, yeah, we totally did it. Yeah, I'll help. Please don't jail me.
Please don't blackbag me, because here's the thing. Like, I honestly think that, you know, a lot of people talking about, you know, conspiracy theories and shit like that, they say that the FBI and shit like that will just, you know, blackbag you or just, like, shove you in Guantanamo if you want to do one tiny little thing. If someone was even remotely suspected of, like, coercion with a fucking foreign power to, I don't know, become, like, the head of our fucking country, don't you think that they would just fucking disappear, like, in an instant? Just, oh, I don't know, he went out for a walk. And now he's gone.
He went golfing and an alligator got him.
Yeah, I know, right? Damn alligators. So I think
or he had a heart attack because of all those cheeseburgers he eats.
Yeah. With all the, like, sneaky ways that all these friggin' Illuminati assholes could easily take him out, I think it's kind of a big fuck you to all you conspiracy theorists out there who are just like, Illuminati confirmed. Fuck you confirmed.
Yes. Fuck you confirmed. And now, in more pleasant news, video games are the reason why people shoot each other.
Fuck you, Josh. I've shot a lot of people in fucking video games, and I've only shot a few people in real life, so...
See, me too! My kill count's down to 2.
Alright. I mean, like, granted there was a little bit of torture in there, but, you know, it's just because I watched Saw.
Right?
Like, all those fucking, like, torture porn movies and...
And you know what I like about you, James? You're really impressionable. I show you a thing, and you go do it.
I know, right? You showed me a picture of a bridge the other day, and I fucking jumped off it. What a rush.
Oh, I thought you built one. Fuck.
Oh, shit. Well, okay.
You know, we'll just have to chalk that up to interpretation.
Yeah. You know, because I'm always so, like, impressionable, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. With all these Tide Pods I'm eating, like, left and right, I just can't fucking...
Look, guys. Video games are not the reason why people shoot each other. If anything... It's been proven time and again that it is one of the reasons that people don't shoot each other as much. So what is it? Is it our generation who's lazy and plays video games all the time that is also not killing people? Or is it maybe something fucking else? We're not going to get into that discussion here. I'm just going to tell you, it's not the fucking video games. There's too much evidence of these exact same things being available in other countries, and shooting's not happening there.
What? Why aren't they shooting people? No, it's the guns, because we have our guns, right?
Moving on!
Oh, right, sorry.
Paladins!
Yay, Paladins!
People are protesting Paladins by making really shitty fan art and posting it all over Paladins' Reddit page. It's great. I like it. It's funny. I don't think it's doing anything, but I think it's great.
I think it's hilarious to see people post their MS Paint bullshit.
I really truly do. Some of those are really inspired, like that Ying I sent you.
Yeah.
That genuinely cracked me up. It's just, like, four blocks, and some of the parts of it are slightly colored teal, and it's Ying, and you can tell, and it's sad.
But wait, so what exactly are they protesting?
They're protesting Cards Unbound.
Cards Unbound?
It's the pay-for-power update.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. What
the hell's that?
Actually, they just made it way worse. I don't want to give Paladins publicity anymore. I hate to say this. I want them to change their ways, and I'll go back to them, and I'll start pimping you. Just like I used to. Although I used to not get paid, so pony up. But anyway, I will go back to selling how good a game you are if you start being that game again. But until then, you're dead to me.
Fair enough. They were dead to me since they fucking have apparently a long-standing issue that made it so I can play.
Yay!
Because I kept on thinking that I was fucking hacking when I was just, like, playing your fucking game.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Granted, I haven't. Well, now I'm definitely.
Did you troubleshoot it?
Oh, yeah, I troubleshot the shit out of it, and including looking up on forums and shit like that, and then I found multiple other people that are having the same exact issue, and them doing fuck all about it, and so, like, comments spanning over a year, and people are just like, yeah, no, this is apparently not getting fixed, this is, like, a known issue, and yeah. No amount of troubleshooting / clean installing could apparently make it work. Which, for those of you who have shitty internet, know how painful it is to clean install a fucking game. You have to download again!
And yeah.
Again, and again, and again.
I feel bad for you.
Bullshit.
Especially with that country internet. I used to live that.
Yeah.
That was a nightmare. Fucking hated it.
I can't fucking wait. I mean, like, granted, yes, DSL is an upgrade. Like, it's light years ahead of what I used to have. Before, we could maybe stream Netflix on low settings on a phone. Now we can actually, like, I can download a thing slowly while someone else watches Netflix on the TV, and then another person watches Netflix on a computer. So it's actually, like, decent.
That sounds like almost 8 times the power.
Even more so, yes, actually. The fucking, like, dial-up versus DSL. It's not horrible, but still pain in the ass. Everyone's like, oh my god, Comcast cut me down to, like, 100 megabits per second. I'm like, you can suck my dick, sir!
They were never giving you that fast a speed anyway. Let's be honest.
Oh, well, I'd like to see how they fare when they cut them down to, like, 10.
I just want to point out that Comcast was getting so much shit from speedtest.net that in order to stop getting shit from speedtest.net, they bought them. Because speedtest.net was like, hey, this isn't the speed that you're promising them. And Comcast is like, hey, you're ours now.
Just like, hey, how much do I have to give you to shut the fuck up?
And then they didn't tell anyone.
That's pretty interesting.
For a very long time.
I didn't realize that they were bought by Comcast.
Exactly.
They still say speed test by Ookla.
They are Comcast owned. I guarantee it.
Nice. That's fucking shady. That's like the fucking, like, imagine. Great, now the actual institute.
Internet providers are only out for money. They don't give a fuck about you. Stop thinking that they do.
So, like, imagine if fucking McDonald's bought the company that did their health inspections.
Like, right? You would think that was a little suspect.
A little bit, yeah. You just see that notice on their door, A+, and then you just see the little M at the bottom. It's like, yeah, here we go, we gave ourselves a thumbs up.
Or what if a man who used to represent organizations that would do this type of stuff suddenly became the head chairman of an organization meant to police this type of behavior? You think that would be a little weird? Would that throw up any red flags for you?
God, I don't even want to live in a world like that. That's fucked up. Glad that never happens here.
Speaking of Ajit Pai, he's in the news again because guess what, guys? Turns out he might be involved in some shady dealings.
What? A lawyer? No. Lawyers are known for being good, wholesome people that never do anything shady or shitty.
James, that's teachers.
Oh. Well, everyone knows that teachers fuck kids, so that's it.
Every single one of them.
All of them. Including all the kids that play video games. They go and fuck, and then they shoot schools up together, apparently.
That's exactly it. So, Ajit Pai is under investigation for a deal over $3.9 billion. That is such a large amount of money that I just can't even wrap my head around it. I'm sorry. I just find this really fucking stupid that people are like, hey, that sounds really bad. No, we wouldn't fuck you over. Hey, guys, it looks like he fucked us over. So, apparently this deal would have been with Sinclair Broadcasting. And it has to do with the fact that laws were changed in order to make a deal go through at the exact right timing that it needed to be in order for the deal to go through, because if it hadn't changed the laws right when it did, then it would have been against the law. And since he's head of the FCC...
That doesn't sound wrong to me. It sounds perfectly on the up and up.
So, people are saying that if this is in fact brought to light that he did this, it may cast some doubt onto his motivation behind abolishing net neutrality. Go figure.
Huh. Who'd have fucking thunk it? That blows my mind. I did not imagine that this turn of events could ever happen in my lifetime.
You want to know what else boggles my fucking mind? The view image button is fucking gone.
Damn it, Google! So, yeah, no, that, I actually discovered this on accident the other day, and during troubleshooting, I stumbled upon an article explaining what exactly happened, and I got kind of fucking annoyed. So basically, anybody who, you know, sends memes to coworkers, sends pictures to coworkers, sends pictures to friends, you know, just generally sends, you know, pictures to anything, will know that Google Image Search is a gift from God. Like, he came down from the heavens and he's just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to make this Ajit Pai guy in charge of the FCC, but I'm going to give you Google Image Search. And everyone was like, you know what? I'm okay with that. Because Google Image Search is awesome. Well, was awesome. Because, no, I don't want to allow fucking notifications. Why does every fucking website ask that now? No, I don't want to know, CNET, whenever you post some fucking article about your balls itching that day. I don't give a shit. Stop asking me if you want me to fucking allow notifications on my phone, on my browser, on my dick. No, I don't want your notifications anywhere near me. Fuck off and die.
You know, while we're on that subject, I feel the same way about Facebook. If I wanted notifications, I'd install the app that gave me the notifications. I wouldn't need you to email me, have it pop up on my computer, on my tablet, and my phone.
Oh my god, I know I'm going to be bashing Google, but also praising them for having a feature and shit like that. But Google Chrome, I don't know, I think I actually went off on like a fucking like rant when it happened. But I remember a while ago when it was like, oh, Google Chrome all of a sudden wants to be like one with your fucking computer, and all of a sudden it's installing programs and adding stuff to your fucking sys tray at the bottom of your screen.
Yep.
And it's like, here's notifications, here's like all this other like extra shit that you have running in the background. Like, even when you're just fucking sitting there idle, or don't even have the browser open, it's just like, no, what the fuck? You can join Cortana in the fucking trash bin, buddy. Even though Cortana still keeps on, like, peeking her head out every now and then, can I come out now? No! Shut up!
Yeah, Google, for frame of reference, if I wanted that from you, I'd probably want it from Microsoft. I don't.
I know, right? Or how about you have a fucking feature that you can just fucking disable and be done with it?
Man, that would be so simple. If there was just an option to turn it on and off, no one would fucking complain.
Well, you can even have it on by default. I don't give a fuck.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. You'd be like, hey, check out this feature. It's new. You want to try it?
I'm going to say this, and I mean it, but I don't want you to do it. Even if it re-enabled itself every single update, like every single other one of your fucking features, as long as I could turn it off
again and again.
Again and again, I would be okay with it.
But no.
Just like fucking Super Fetch.
It's integrated into everything. It can't be shut off. What? No, it's not. How is Cortana a part of everything that I do?
Like, that's it! Windows are services.msc. Where's Cortana? I'm gonna fucking disable it. I'm gonna do it!
But anyway, back to my original thing. So, doing a Google image search, you know that if you click on the little button that says, like, visit website, or if you clicked on the image itself, then it's going to take you to the fucker's website, and it's going to load all their ads, and it's going to be like, oh, I know you clicked on this image, but for some reason, I'm just going to take you and put you over here, like 5 pages away from the thing you're looking for. So even if you want to know where this fucking picture is, too bad, because you don't get to. And you have to dig through my fucking website, you know, meanwhile getting me those tasty clicks while you fucking try to find this picture so you can post it on your fucking Word document or email or whatever the hell you're doing, because fuck you anyway, right? So Google had this awesome feature that was allowed you to basically get around that, and there's this little button that said View Image, where if you clicked on it, it basically just brought up a white background page with just the picture in its full resolution. And it was awesome. It made fucking, like, getting pictures easy. It was awesome. But apparently, Google was getting, like, in a hissy fit between them and fucking Getty Images. And Getty Images was like, hey, we make money off of fucking people clicking on our...
Hang on a sec. Getty? Is it spelled with a G?
Whatever, yeah. Getty. GIF, GIF, whatever. Sorry. Getty. My bad. Getty Images. It actually makes sense now, like, Get Images. Anyway. Sorry. I'm fucking...
I'm sorry.
No, thank you. Thank you for that. So, Getty Images apparently makes a lot of money off of people clicking on the shit and going through their websites and generally just being pissed off because they can't find the fucking picture that they're looking for.
Yep.
And so they got all pissed off at Google and they're like, hey, asshole, people clicking on this button that kind of whole circumvents the whole, like, clicking thing, and we're not getting any of our sweet, sweet ad revenue, even though we're a huge fucking, like, multi-billion-dollar corporation, but whatever, I don't care, because I want more money, because the goal of any corporation is not to get money, it's to get all the money, everyone knows that. And so, Google, being the fucking whiny bitches that they are just like, oh, you know what, let's just get rid of this fucking button. But, you know what, I'm okay, because
the they took their ball and went home.
they took their, yeah.
Their button and left.
They took their button, shoved it up their ass, and walked away. And then immediately, modders and, add-on creators are just like, no, I like this option. So they fucking put it back. And so now that there are Firefox and Google Chrome extensions that are very easily applied, that's just like, hey, guess what? This button's back, and it works the way it did before.
Hooray!
And so honestly, I think that everybody wins now, because now Getty Images can't... Getty Images... TM, can't fucking get there, like, they can't be pissed off at these guys because they're modding shit, and Google can just be like, I don't know, I didn't fucking do it.
I mean, that's pretty reasonable, like, plausible deniability.
Oh, they're just like, oh, whatever, we didn't do it, it's that guy that's not making any money off of it, so fuck you.
Yeah, it's like, you deal with them. Huh? And you sue him for his not dollars.
Yeah, go ahead, sue him, and you can just, like, you know, garnish his fucking wages working at McDonald's while he's fucking fry cooking and making mods for Chrome, because, I don't know, apparently that's how they make their money. Yeah.
Because that's how his life is. He's so sad that he has... I'm not saying that people are sad because they make software, okay? But this guy in particular is, okay? This is how the story works.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're going to be like, give us all your money, and he's just be like, okay, do you take lint? I'm like, well, shit. So yeah, Getty Images can suck my dick.
Alright, fair enough. I'm not going to rise to that occasion.
You had a chance, and you blew it. Oh my god.
Bit People's coming out next week. That'll be fun. That'll be a nice break from reality. Pretty excited for that. Pitbull's actually been out for a while, but it's been an early access form. Finally, full released with all the story intact. I'm really looking forward to it. You okay?
Yeah, I was just looking because I was like trying to figure out. Do you know when actually it's coming out on Steam? Also,
you can buy it now.
Oh yeah,
actually play it.
Well, I was just wondering if it's because it's $15 and they said that it's going to go up to $20 when it goes live, and I think it's going
March 2nd.
March 2nd? Oh, okay. So, because I could do days. March 2nd. Why the fuck is in the calendar the first option? I want to fucking look at the calendar. That's why I clicked on the calendar.
Today is the 23rd.
Okay, so yeah.
No, that's 7 days from now. It's February.
Good, is it a leap year? Motherfucker. Anyway.
Are you still being...
So, listening to this podcast, you should go out buy it today if you want it for $15. Otherwise, tomorrow it's going to be...
Yeah, I think today is actually the last... When you're listening to this, today is the last day you can get it for the low price. So...
The low, low price!
Good luck!
Granted, it's only a $5 difference. And
yeah.
Fucking behemoth, so... Yeah.
Their storytelling is hilarious, as per usual. The gameplay is very solid. It's definitely a light tactics RPG, and it's not meant to be taken seriously. So if you're looking for like a game with a lot of depth, this isn't the game.
Are any of their games really...
deep? No.
So I mean, like, Castle Crashers had an awful lot of poop jokes, but...
It had a lot of things you could do in it, too, but it was all largely smashing one thing against another.
And air juggling your foes, because... Yeah.
Because fuck touching the ground?
Exactly. Fuck them touching the ground until they're dead. And you know what? Even after they're dead, keep air juggling, because...
We did that a lot.
Fuck their corpses.
Fuck those guys.
I've got a lot of gameplay out of that game, though, I gotta say.
Yeah, me too. Something about that simple beat-em-up style is just really, really nice.
It's like God, John.
Playing old Gauntlet.
Are you gonna go to school and beat up all the kids now? Because you play beat-em-up games?
I mean, I already do. That's why they know to steer clear of my fucking lawn.
Yeah, that's right, assholes. Speaking of steer clear of your fucking lawn, I may have driven on your lawn.
That's it!
No. Oh, God, no. I forgot he plays beat-em-ups, so... Oh, my God.
Guys, can I just end this first portion here with a plea? Can I? Why am I asking? This is my show.
Can I end it with a P? I really gotta go.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, wait. And pee on your couch, bro.
No, don't do it. Please, guys, just be... reasonable. I mean that genuinely. Just fucking listen to what each other have to say. You don't have to agree with stupid people. I'm not asking for you to do that. I'm asking for you to listen to everyone on the off chance that what initially sounds stupid actually has some weird logic to it. Maybe there's actually some not stupid people out there you can talk to. Okay? Try to fucking solve problems. Don't just tell someone their solution isn't gonna work.
But John, what is your solution?
To what?
I don't know. Everything.
My solution to everything is for everyone to work together to solve it.
You know what, John? Not talking about this isn't gonna do anything. So let's just, you know, stop talking.
We need to have a discourse as a people. We cannot allow ourselves to continue to be this... us versus them society that we've for some reason become over the last couple of years. It's not an us versus them. Everyone's life fucking sucks. It does suck for everyone. Some to a much greater degree. But I think that because some people's lives suck a little, they can empathize with the people whose lives suck a lot more. And maybe, from our whole lives sucking as a people, we can learn to make it suck less. For everyone. Because you know what? You're part of everyone. If nothing else, be selfish. Because you will also benefit from it.
Wait, be selfish?
If you won't do it for the right fucking reason, at least do it because you'll also benefit.
I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah. Argue with that logic. Alright, guys, we'll be back after this break. Welcome back, everyone. We're down on shit again. God damn it. It's hard to be positive.
High on life!
It's hard to be positive. Okay, quick. Something that makes you feel positive. Go.
Taking a piss. I'm feeling a lot better.
Hey, that's pretty good. Ions. Sorry. Anyway, guys.
Positive, I'm gonna kick your ass when we're done recording.
So, James, at the risk of another 30-minute long rant about Final Fantasy...
Yes, John, yes.
What have you been playing?
Actually, I've been playing Final Fantasy 14, and you know what? It's pretty awesome. Well, no, in anticipation of Final Fantasy 15 dropping, which I'm pretty much just going to be selling my soul to play it every waking hour that I can, because I, like, have not gotten hyped over a game in a while, and I've got to say I'm pretty hyped for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my Final Fantasy 14 sub ends in 10 days, and that's right around the time that 15's going to be releasing, so I'm probably not going to be re-upping my sub for a little bit.
That's perfect.
So I'm like, sweet! But I'm actually almost all the way through Heaven's Word.
Ah.
Not Heaven's Sword. But
so many people said that for some reason, but if you read the word...
I was one of them, but I'm also slightly dyslexic, so... like.
Well, you also had other people telling you it was that.
Yeah.
And these are also the same people that say Seathan.
Seathan, oh, Jesus. I'm going to play my Seathan. No, dude, fucking put your pants off. Jesus.
put them off?
Wait, what? Shit. Well, no, and it's actually been pretty awesome. One thing that I really am just liking about the game, and all, or Final Fantasy XIV, that is just the fact that it's, like, it's a single-player experience in a multiplayer setting. Like,
yeah.
All their dungeons have matchmaking, and there aren't a whole lot of dungeons that you have to do. Like, the entire Heavensward plus the patch content has probably a grand total of 10, like, party things that you have to do. They be there either, like, a boss battle trial or a dungeon. And so it's, like, granted, my whole, like, anxiety kicks in whenever I queue up for a dungeon just because I'm weird like that.
And you don't want to fail and you don't want people calling you out and being like, you're bad at this!
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name, but one person particularly kind of fucking ruined it for me, which is sad. I don't know if I, like, told this tale of some asshole that just, like, got pissed off because this was my first time running a dungeon as a tank, and I was...
Did you guys wipe?
No. That was the thing. We didn't wipe. But, like,
I was,
like, every now and again losing hate, and like, I wasn't reading when monsters were spawning in, like, accurately, so sometimes they would get a few hits in on another party member before I noticed them, and it's just, like, so I wasn't being stellar at it, but also this was the first dungeon that they hit me with that was actually really fucking hectic. It's, like, before, it was, like, hey, you see three enemies. You're going to fight these three enemies until they're dead, and then you're going to move on to the next ones. And this one was just like, hey, you see these four enemies? Go on ahead, start fighting them, and all of a sudden, like, oh, here's a bunch of other dudes that are going to jump in, like, and you don't even know until they start doing damage and shit. And, like, so, I mean, we didn't wipe, and nobody got even close to death, but apparently they got close enough to death that this guy was getting pissed off at me for not being the best tank, even though you can tell... I have a fucking icon next to my name that's a little, like, it shows that, hey, I'm a new fucking player.
Well, you know, James, I find that people on the internet are perfectly reasonable, and they are always there to give you an opportunity to learn an experience rather than expecting you to be the best right away all the time.
Oh, that's true.
So what you're saying right now just didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. But ever since then, like, up to that point, I was basically just queuing into dungeon after dungeon, and I'm like, sweet, whatever. Now, even though I think I'm pretty damn good at tanking now, I still kind of get, like, anxiety just being like, is there going to be that guy in there that's getting pissed off at me? Like, do I just want to let him die? Yes, I do. But no. And so that kind of triggered my hope. Because I always had that with, like, Hearthstone, where, like, ladder anxiety and fucking...
StarCraft?
Yeah, StarCraft. That's why to this day I haven't played a match against anybody except for Haley in StarCraft.
Did you play against me?
I think we pretty much always comp stomped.
Oh.
Like, even, I can't even really comp stomp with strangers, because then I'm just like, I always feel like they're judging me, and they're like, this guy's not playing properly, or this guy's not doing it right, and I'm like,
Yeah, but so what if you're not? That's how you learn.
I know!
And fuck them if they're telling you that you're wrong, because you know you are.
I know!
If they're winning.
That's the worst part. It's one of those things where I'm just like, fucking, it's an anxiety. Like, I know it's logic isn't the problem.
No, I know, I understand that.
Yeah. But it's, yeah. But that's also the thing, is that, like, there are single player, like, there, during the course of the storyline, there are single player, like, battles and dungeons and stuff like that they have to do. And it's just like, but it's a great, like, melding between, and actually apparently a lot of people on the internet agree that Final Fantasy XIV is one of the best, like, storylines. Like, so I mean, even if you're playing a game for the story, then that's a good one to go for. Like, yeah. I couldn't really say the same about 11, just because not a whole lot of it was memorable for me, even though playing the game was, like, memorable. It was, like, part of my fucking childhood. I get nostalgia just thinking about it, but I wouldn't say that the storyline was, like, crazy. Some people would disagree with me on that, but...
It's okay for them to be wrong.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, no, but this game actually has, like, a really fucking good story, and I'm really enjoying playing it, even if I do get weird anxiety playing with other people.
I think that anxiety is fine. I think that people that don't realize that that's just going to happen are stupid. Yeah. Everyone plays games differently. That's the reason why they have different play styles available.
Yeah. Some people are assholes. Like, last night, I was playing... Oh, not last night. It was the night before. I was playing with fucking, like, some bow-wielding asshole, and they kept on running ahead every time. And they would run in the middle of everyone. And I'm sitting there like, I'm supposed to be pulling hate, and you're standing there in the middle of everything, like, drawing hate first, literally running ahead while we're fighting this group of monsters. You're just like, oh, I'm DPS. I'm just going to run ahead now. And meanwhile, I'm just like, this is great. I'm glad that I'm the fucking tank, and you're trying to tank, you son of a bitch. So, I didn't say anything to that guy. I didn't fucking spam the chat with him, telling him he was a fucking idiot.
And that's the appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, to just fume about them on a podcast instead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he doesn't know who he is.
All right.
Like, he probably couldn't even recognize who he was.
Considering it does... If you think that I'm talking about you, then maybe you need to look back on the way that you fucking play and stop being an asshole. Also, like, he was the only person in this group that wasn't new to the fucking raid, too. So,
I want to put it this way, guys. If you're in that type of situation... and you're the only one complaining, maybe you should take a look at the rest of the group and see what they are doing differently. If they are, A, not complaining, maybe you're an asshole. And B, if people are, you know, not following you, maybe you are doing something wrong.
Like running ahead of everyone else, you son of a bitch.
Yep. You know what I like Warframe for? That shit doesn't happen.
Is there a little, because it's like, not really, wait, is it like an MMO almost?
I mean, kind of, but you can only have like a maximum, okay, they're taking away this temporarily to work on it, but you can only have a maximum of 8 squad mates at a time in any given run. But you can have 4 in every level. So you really don't ever have that problem. Even when you're doing bosses, you never really run into that issue of like someone triggering a boss too early or whatever, because you can show up whenever you want in that game and still fight.
Yeah.
And if you're really skilled, chances are you could solo a boss.
Yeah, skilled capabilities?
I mean, if you're higher level than them, you're certainly going to. But, like, the higher level ones, like level 80s and 100s, I don't know about soloing them, but, you know, maybe.
One thing I find kind of odd, well, I guess it's sort of like, you played 11, right? Final Fantasy 11?
Yeah.
You remember the Notorious Monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have those too, but they display their level, and their level is not anywhere near what the fuck the power level is. It's like you could fight a level, like, 55 thing, and it's still, like, way less powerful than, like, a level 45 fucking Notorious Monster. Like, it's insane. And I saw this thing, I was like, oh, I'm level 60, like, 63, and I'm gonna fight this thing that's, like, level 50-something, and I'll totally beat it. And I'm like, it's fucking carving up my ass and handing it to me on a platter.
Well, my thought always was with Notorious Monsters, or Silvers and Golds and other RPGs, was these things are tougher because they have better stats, not because they're higher level.
Oh. I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah, that was just always the disconnect for me there. Like, I never had trouble comprehending that, just because I always thought of it in terms of stats.
I always kind of, like, equated level with stats. You know, it's like if you've got two things at level 60, they're going to be, granted, yeah, depending on their class, they'll be weighted differently, but it's like, generally speaking, they're going to be similar, at least in stats, or power level, hence the level, but...
I mean, they wouldn't be notorious if they were the same as other monsters, though.
Yeah. I guess I always assumed it's like, granted, you know, if you were in Final Fantasy XI, they didn't display their level, and instead they, when you tried to check their power level, it'd be like impossible to gauge, even if you could easily one-shot it, you know, so, oh, you can't find out how powerful this thing is compared to you. But like, in this game, it's literally just like, this is a level 60. So... But it's also got a weird name, and there's nothing else nearby that's even remotely close to the way it looks. So, yeah, don't die.
Yep, don't die. You know, I dropped $80 on Warframe yesterday.
$80?
$80.
Wow.
I have more platinum than I know what to do with. I got a brand new shiny Warframe for Mirage Prime. I've got a fist weapon that I've already max leveled. Pistols that are almost max leveled. And a 90-day booster for experience. And... yeah. I'm really liking it. I bought everyone in our guild a Warframe slot.
How many people are in your guild?
Not many. Which, I mean, it's fair. It's like 7 people, but still. I gave them all a Warframe slot, so they can each have an additional Warframe now.
Nice.
And I still have close to 22,000 platinum. 2,200, sorry. 22,000 would be ridiculous. I could literally buy everything and still have some left over.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, like, investing in a game that you enjoy, especially, like, a game like that.
Well, I found out I've played this game since 2012, off and on. And then this year, it's really clicked. This year, I've put in 100 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, like, this year, like, 2018... Yeah, like the past 2 months?
Not the past 2 months, but like 2017 into 2018.
Oh, okay.
Because before I was kind of playing it off and on with friends and like not really playing for very long. But then gradually it started digging its claws into me. And I had to stop for a moment and be like, okay, do I feel pressured to do this because I want to progress, or do I feel like I'm actually having fun? And then I realized I was in a mission that wasn't giving me any rewards and I was killing a guy because he annoyed me. I was like, I'm probably doing this for fun. Because I hate the way you say Zanuka.
So you're saying you kill people for fun, John?
Oh, damn, I outed myself.
I don't know.
There it is. Killing fictional people is equated to killing real people, guys.
Well, yeah, I just, you know.
Guess I'll have to go get those guns I don't own.
That's okay. I have plenty of guns.
It's okay. It'll surely be a very hard... arduous process for me to do that. I'm not going to shoot anyone. This is clearly sarcasm.
Sure about that, John? Because you said something on the internet, the FBI should be knocking on your door.
Man, I fucking guess. You say that, but I'm actually genuinely, like, worried about it now.
Ah, you're fine. I say plenty of shit. Thank you.
Yeah, but they know you're not
serious. Nobody takes me seriously.
I have so many people tell me, oh, you're too deadpan. It sounds like you were being honest there. It's like, really? Did it? Because what I said was pretty fucking sarcastic.
You could say anything just like dripping with sarcasm and they'll just be like, dude, calm down.
I seriously have that happen to me. Even Emily, after fucking all this time together, she still falls for that sometimes and thinks I'm being serious when I'm like, you know that bees don't fly in straight lines, right?
Well, they don't. I mean, everyone knows that.
Anyway, so I'm really enjoying Warframe, though. I have 7 frames now.
Wait, was Mirage the one that used the glass?
No, that's Gaara.
Oh.
Or Gaara. I'm not actually sure which one. Probably Gaara. But I've always heard it Gaara because of fucking Naruto.
Maybe it's Gaara.
Could be Gaara, actually. Now you think about it. But, no, Mirage uses light and illusions. Hence Mirage.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Well, they did that.
Exactly. She looks like a jester, which is cool.
I don't like jesters.
Yeah. They did the weird thing again where they're like, hey, we've really made a sexy robot lady. But only for the Prime skin. Because if you look at the not Prime skin, because you unlock both when you get the Prime version of it, you get to see the normal version, and you're like, oh, what the fuck is that? And even so, they still gave it an ass.
That blocky ass?
It's a robot. I'm just throwing that out there. Ooh. Anyway.
Hey, sex bots will be a thing someday.
God, they're already getting close. They have robots that can open doors. That's fun.
They don't have robots that can melt steel beams yet.
So much of that.
Has that all been playing, really?
No, I got back into Dragon Quest Warriors 2, Dragon Quest Heroes 2, rather, because I'm determined to beat it. And,
sorry.
I was playing, and they brought up a... What was it? Draculard?
Draculard?
Draculard, that's what it is. And it's a giant dragon. You know, Draculard. Lard being fat,
big,
which it also is. And it's bigger than all my characters, and I was doing like 1 and 2 damage to it, sometimes 5 when I was critting.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was just getting nowhere, and it was pushing us back, and I was thinking, okay, so I have to kill it before it gets to the king, otherwise I lose. Because the game up to that point, when it had big encounters like that, that had been the case. So how was I to know that you're not supposed to beat it? In fact, there's a legendary weapon that you have to go get so you can deal damage to it.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Is there a legendary weapon? Did you get it?
Oh, I haven't gotten it yet, but that's where I'm at, is I have to go get a legendary weapon.
Oh. Oh, yeah, right, okay. See, and actually, that sort of, don't mean to go on like a tangent here, but that sort of is one of the brilliant things I think about Resident Evil 7,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, a lot of people complained about the, not necessarily like, well, definitely not quick time event, but like, you know, the unbeatable characters that, you know, you couldn't just like straight up kill, like from the get-go,
mm-hmm.
but to me, it actually seemed like perfectly part of the game and part of the story, and actually like wasn't really confusing to me, because that's the foot they stepped on. That's like the first thing, like that's the first step they took, was that it's like, hey, here's this guy, he's trying to kill you, you can't do anything to him. And it wasn't until like what later in the game that you actually encountered the fucking mold people that you could actually kill so that they could add filler monsters. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, so it isn't like this sort of situation that you encountered where up to this point you either aren't high enough level to kill something, and you can totally tell that you're just underleveled for the encounter, or you can just fucking mow down seas of enemies and that sort of thing. But they don't really have that, like, this dude literally, like, invincible. There's no way to kill him unless, you know, you progress to a certain point, or you do a certain thing, like get a certain weapon,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just do some bullshit like that. It really pisses me off when games do that they just automatically just toss in this absolutely invincible enemy out of the blue.
You know what pisses me off more? Is when they make you fight an enemy, and they make you beat them to progress, but then when you beat them, the cutscene acts like you didn't beat them.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
you were overpowered. Even though you're like, look at my health, look at his.
That always used to piss me off in classic games. Like that was pretty much just every game, like every RPG in, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s would fucking do that, where it's like, you could go into a boss in Final Fantasy and just be like, hey, I'm literally level 99. I cheated to get where I am. I don't care. But it's like, I have 10 ultimas junctioned to this attack, and I'm literally going to one-shot you for 50 times your maximum health. And you're going to tell me that you fucking killed me.
Scrap dead.
Yeah, no, that sort of shit pissed me off. Granted, I don't really play a whole lot of games nowadays, so maybe it's just the fact that I'm not playing as many different types of games, but I haven't encountered it much in the later years.
I haven't run into it terribly often. In fact, I've actually kind of run into the opposite, and I'm thinking of Prey and Bioshock Infinite. I'm not going to spoil the exact incidents that happens in those two, but there are a couple of villains in the game, and NPCs, in fact, that you're like, huh, well, I probably have to wait for a story relevance to be able to kill these people. Totally don't. You can be really clever and get to these people way earlier than you should be able to. And not as much in Bioshock Infinite, but it still happens. But in Prey, way earlier than you should. And you can change, like, how early you get the ending. I think Prey can literally be beaten in 7 minutes for one of the endings.
There's another game that I saw on, like, one of those top 7 or whatever things on YouTube, where it's literally like, you encounter the end boss, and it's like a fantasy RPG game. It's like, you encounter the end boss in the very beginning of the game, and you can't beat him until you go off and do a bunch of shit, and then it's like, Zelda style, come back with all the shit, and they're like, ha! Rain fire and die!
Mm-hmm.
But if you piss him off and drag him into a nearby village, and have him hit one of the NPCs, then all the entire town just fucking, like, gangs up on him, and he doesn't attack them.
Oh yeah, that was a outside Xbox thing, I think.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing that.
And it was that sort of shit's funny, but...
Yeah. Or even, like, a more, I guess, palpable example is, like, Chrono Trigger, where you totally don't think you can beat Lavos.
Oh, the first time when it's just like, hey, guess what? Destruction rains from the heavens, everybody dies.
And if you fall to him, you continue the story still, so you might think that you're supposed to die there. You can totally beat him there and get a different ending.
By fighting a fucking insanely overpowered Lavos.
Yep.
Like, you thought that the head was bad, and then you go inside and it's like, well, fuck me.
Yep.
Good times.
Yeah.
I did not even know that until I played on New Game Plus, and I was just like, all right, I'm like end game level awesomeness, and then it's like, oh, hey, I actually survived this initial attack. Let's try and kill this thing. Oh my god, it fucking worked! And then I got my ass handed to me. I'm like, oh, well, shit. Or, like, if you do a New Game Plus, and during the first scene at the fucking teleporter, there's that red glint. I think this might be only in the remake or the port to PlayStation. But
see, I don't know what you're talking about, so...
But yeah, it's like, you have the option, it's like, you know, the whole teleporter scene, you can pick up the pendant on the left and proceed the story, or in New Game Plus, there's a red glint on the right teleporter, you stand on the right teleporter, and you can literally just, like, immediately fight Lavos, like, at the beginning of the game. And it's insanely hard.
So,
but yeah, and I think that was in the remake. When they added, like, the extra ending and extra boss monster and stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What the hell were we talking about a second ago?
I don't know. We were talking about RPGs and stuff that was, like, annoying us. And then we got onto things, like, that we were doing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Have you been playing any other games besides...
Dragon Quest Heroes 2?
Oh yeah, Dragon Quest. We were talking about unbeatable bosses, that was it.
Yes. Have I played anything besides that? I dipped into Cortex Command for the first time. And that game is weird. It's a pseudo-strategy game where you take control of robots by pressing Q and E, and you swap between robots that you control with different loadouts that they have. And you can mine with some robots to give other robots drops. It's weird. I'm not really sure how to explain it adequately, I don't think.
Fair enough.
But it is certainly a game that is interesting. It's a different take on things. It kind of reminds me of Worms, if Worms were like everyone moves at once.
Did it even do? It'd be kind of cool if they had a version that did that. don't know if they do.
There's a game similar to that called Lero. But no, I don't think they have a Worms that does that.
Plus, it's been a while since I played Worms. So.
Yeah, the newest Worms is okay. The one before that was garbage. And then Clan Wars was okay.
Clan Wars, yeah. Clan Wars, I think, was the last one that I played.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of iterative for a while, but they went back to, like, a nice, clean 2D style, and it looks really nice, and there's mounts. Sorry, there's vehicles.
That's...
And turrets and stuff.
There are also some fucking games that really just should not be 2D.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, I really want
that... Castlevania!
I really fucking want that, that Dragon Ball Z fighter game.
Oh my god, yes.
That looks so fucking incredible. And apparently it's a big hit in the arcade fighting scene. Like, I've actually seen it. It's blowing up on Twitch right now.
Yeah, I would hope so. It's a good-looking game. Not only is it good-looking, the controls are tight. They even tell you when you're dropping frames. Like, there's an indicator in the game above your life bar to tell you how many frames are being dropped.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
But yeah, let that be, you know, a lesson to you. Games, you should be 2D.
Right?
I actually started... What did I start playing? Oh, I randomly... Because I was... Kieran wanted to play a game on my computer, and we were recently just chilling on the couch watching Twitch, and I was watching Dragon Ball Z Fighter, and so we watched that for a little bit, or he was playing on his phone and whatnot. So he wanted to play a fighting game on my computer, and so I was like, well, what do I have installed?
Skullgirls?
I had Skullgirls installed, and then I also had Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse, the first one.
Oh, I like that game.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. But, I've never actually, like, I've liked to a point, but I've never been astounded by their embracing of the 3D or, like, the full-on, like, arena style rather than, like, 2D fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I miss, like, the Budokai Tenkaichi and, like, the... Not Tenkaichi. Budokai. One of the Budokais that was, like, on PlayStation 2 that was, like, one of the better ones. And then they switched to a more, like... Kirby 3D type.
And that's all the time we have for this week, folks. Tune in next week and we'll be back. Yay!
See you guys later.